Here's the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunt, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way we all became the Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. The Brady Bunch. That's the way we became the Brady Bunch.
The other way, through the girls' room.
It's our room, too!
You're supposed to knock before you come in.
Sorry, but if you want to get even, you can come into our room without knocking.
Holy, what's all the yelling about? What's going on?
Greg won't let us in. He says he's working on something important.
On what? How should we know? That's why we want to get in.
Come on.
Get lost!
Is he kidding?
No!
Open up!
Yeah, open up! Come on, Greg!
And he won't let anybody else in the room?
No. What do you suppose he's doing up there?
Maybe he's sleeping.
No, he's yelling too much for that.
I got it!
Alice, what's he got?
Well, I don't know, but whatever it is, he sure is in a hurry to get rid of it.
Are red hot and ready and waiting.
Well, I think we might as well start barbecuing. Greg ought to be back any minute.
Well, if he's within smelling distance, he'll be back in a flash.
Did he say where he was going?
No, just, I got it! And then, like a tornado.
I'll get it. Hello. Oh, hello, Sam. Marcia? I'm not Marcia. No, I'm not Jan either. I'm Peter. She's barbecuing right now. Okay, I'll tell her. Bye. Alice, that was Sam. He said he'd call back later.
Oh, thanks, Peter.
He thought I was a girl.
Hey, Peter, did Greg say where he was going?
No, he just said, I got it.
Yeah, I know. And then he went, shh. Alice, how do you do that?
You mean,
there's nothing to worry about, though. If he got hit by a truck or fell in a manhole or something, the police would notify as soon as they got him to a hospital.
Oh, thanks. You really know how to put a person at ease.
Hi, Greg.
Greg, where have you been? We were getting worried.
Mom, I'm 16. When are you going to stop worrying about me?
When you're 60. What's the matter? You look upset.
I just lost $1 million, that's all.
$1 million?
Easy come, easy go.
Greg, would you please tell me what you're talking about?
I've been up in my room all afternoon working on this surefire hit song.
Is that why you locked yourself in?
Sure, creative artists don't like to be disturbed. But look at the title. We can make the world a whole lot brighter.
That sounds great!
Well, it's a guaranteed gold record, and I can't record it.
Why not?
Mr. Dimmesdale, he's the guy who owns the best recording studio in town. He wants $150 in advance. It's a lot of bread.
Bread? That's practically cake.
How much do you have?
$43.12.
Well, if you believe this is such a surefire hit song, then you can save up the rest.
Are you kidding? By that time, I'll be on Social Security.
Mr. Dimmesdale. I wonder if that's Johnny Dimmesdale's dad.
Thank you. take. Okay, kids, let's try one.
Mr. Dimmesdale?
Cut. Not now, son. Oh, will you hold it till after the five Monroes record their song?
But it's very important.
Relax a minute, kids. Now, what's so important?
Are you Johnny Dimmesdale's father?
That's right.
Well, I'm in his class. We're pretty good friends. I'm Peter Brady.
Brady? Do you have a brother named Greg who was just down here?
Yeah.
Peter, I'm afraid the answer is no. I gave him the best price in town.
But it's a guaranteed gold record.
If you want to see a guaranteed gold record, just watch the five Monroes.
Hey, I got an idea. I'll mow everybody's lawn around here, and I'm going to raise that $107 I'm short.
Sounds great, Greg.
Would you quit watching that dumb cartoon? You haven't heard a word I said.
Sounds great, Greg.
Greg, I just had a swell talk with Mr. Dimmesdale.
At the recording studio?
Yeah, I went over there to ask him to cut his price. I know his son, Johnny.
Thanks, Pete.
Boy, will you be happy I went.
He cut the price!
No!
Then what the heck are you so excited about?
I saw a great new group. They were recording in Mr. Dimmesdale's studio.
Congratulations.
Mr. Dimmesdale gave me some good advice. He said that family groups sell millions of records.
Are you trying to make me feel worse than I already do?
Greg, if that group I saw is going to make all that money, then we ought to make more. There are only five of them, and there's six of us Brady kids.
Hey, Pete, you might have something.
Sure, and we'd make three times as much as the Carpenters. There are only two of them.
We could call ourselves a Brady Six. It just might work. And with us recording my new great song, Pete, that's a terrible idea.
Huh?
Well, why you get me all charged up like this? I'm still short $107.
I'll chip in all I have. So will the others.
You think so?
Sure. Bobby, wouldn't you?
Sounds great, Greg.
Thanks, Pete. I think we better get his money before the cartoon ends. But don't you want to be rich and famous?
Definitely.
Likewise.
Then put up your share like I'm doing.
I'm not blowing all my lunch money on some dumb dream.
Besides, I'm saving up to buy something special.
Like what?
I won't know till I buy it. I'm a girl.
Now look, you're passing up a deal of a lifetime. Not
no.
Many...
No.
Say that again.
Huh?
Say no.
No.
Amazing. Now let me hear you sing it.
Sing no?
No. Come on, sing it. No.
No.
Fabulous. Isn't she great?
Huh? Oh, yeah, great.
Now you, Jen. No. Come on. No.
No.
Terrific. All right, now the two of you together. Ready? No.
No.
More.
No.
Sensational. It's too bad you girls aren't part of the group, but you have my personal promise.
What personal promise?
That when we become rich and famous singing stars, we won't forget you. Will we, Pete?
Sure we will. If they don't want in, then they're out.
I guess you're right.
Hey, wait a minute. Count me in.
Count me in, too.
What you doing? Oh, Cindy, go get your secret money and give it to Greg.
Thank you.
$2.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's right. Hey, why am I giving Greg all my money?
Well, don't worry about Cindy. Just do it.
No, I like my money.
Cindy, let me hear you sing something.
Don't feel like it.
Okay, then you can't join our new singing group and become famous.
And rich.
And get your picture in the newspaper.
Home, home on the range. Where the deer and the antelope play. Where seldom is heard.
You're short $53.12.
No, Dad, we have $53.12. It's the $96.88 we're short. That comes out at $150.
Yeah, that's the way I would figure it.
Now, we'll pay you back and give you 10% of all the money the Brady Six makes off the record.
No deal.
20%.
Greg, I'm an architect. I don't want to branch out into the record-producing business. But I might advance you the rest of the money you need, provided it's an advance on your allowances. Let's say, 50 cents a week out of each of your allowances till it's paid off. bring down the eight.
Dad, instead of 50 cents out of our allowances, how about 30% of the first million?
No. If you want that money, it comes out of your allowances.
You drive a tough bargain, Dad, but I'll take it.
Birds flying high in search of a clear blue sky while they're chopping down the trees below them. Come take a stand and help us save the land. Let's go out and try to make it better. And maybe we can make the world a whole lot brighter. We can make the load a little lighter. Everybody has to try together. Don't you know it's now or never? Meadows once green are few and far between, and the rivers might run brown tomorrow. God made the land for each and every man, so we must do all we can to save it. And maybe we can make the world a whole lot brighter. We can make the load a little lighter. Everybody has to try together. Don't you know it's now or never?
I didn't know you were going to give me a free record. I'd offer to pay for one.
$50 and one penny, $50 and two penny. Aha! A whole nickel at one time.
Well, yeah. Send me a few more dollars in change, Mr. Dimsdale, and then the rest is in a check from my parents.
Is that a regular check, or is it in a lot of little pieces?
It's a regular check.
Son, you got yourself a recording studio.
Great. And you won't book anyone else in it.
It's all yours, paid for and legal.
Well, I'll see you on Friday. And wait till you hear the Brady Six. We're going to be the greatest recording group you ever heard.
Let's go out and try to make it better. And maybe we can make the world a whole lot brighter. We can make the load a little lighter.
Uh-oh, someone sure hit a clinker.
Everybody has to try to.
All right, Pete, quit the clowning.
Who's clowning?
Oh, that was worse than a clinker.
That was a clunker.
All right, let's try it again from the top of the bridge. Ready? One, two, three.
And maybe we can make the world a whole lot brighter. We can make the load a little lighter.
What's the problem?
I'm not doing it on purpose, honest.
Alice, how old was Greg when his voice started to change?
He was around 13, I think.
Uh-oh.
You may be right. When Sam called the other day, he said Pete sounded like a girl. I'll bet Pete's voice was cracking then.
Maybe some water will get rid of that frog.
My voice is sure doing goofy things lately.
Hey, the group was beginning to sound really good in there.
Yeah, right on.
Thanks!
What?
Peter, I don't know how to tell you this, but... Well, I'm afraid your voice is changing.
My voice? Changing?
Oh, no. We're supposed to record Friday. That's only 6 days away.
How long does it take a voice to change?
Well, it's hard to say.
We gotta record my song Friday. I gave Mr. Dimsdale 150 non-returnable dollars.
Don't worry, Greg. By Friday, my voice is gonna be just swell.
How you doing, Pete?
I think I'm starting to melt.
Seems beginning to help. Your voice sounds like it used to.
Yeah, I think it's back to normal.
Here, take some of this honey. Here it comes.
Not in my ear.
Sorry.
That tastes pretty good.
Say that again. I think the honey's working already.
I said, that tastes pretty good.
Stand by for more honey.
You sure honey's good for the voice?
Sure. You never heard a bee's voice crack, did you?
Mike, something.
What'd you hear?
I don't know. It sounded kind of like a... like that.
Anybody in the neighborhood own a pet coyote?
Thinks it's a coyote.
Well, whichever. I don't like feeling like I'm a midnight snack.
Sounds like a prowler in pain.
Oh, it seems to be coming from the driveway.
You two stay here.
Oh, no.
Huh? I'm going with you. With my luck, if I'm inside, whatever's outside will be inside.
What are you doing in there, Peter?
Do you know it's after midnight?
I'm trying to scream my voice back to the way it was. I came out of the car because I didn't want to wake anybody up.
Well, you woke anybody up.
I'm sorry.
Well, there's no use in wasting all this good fright. I think I'll go in and turn on the Late Late Horror Show. Could I have my roommate back, please?
Well, you mind if we join you, Peter?
Of all the crummy times my voice to change.
Oh, honey, it's all part of growing up. You should have heard my brother when his voice changed. He sounded just like my mother.
Yeah, you should have heard me when I was your age.
Good morning, Mother. Good morning, Father.
Why couldn't my voice start changing after Friday? By then we could have recorded Greg's song, and everybody wouldn't look at me that way.
Nobody looks at you in any special way.
Oh, yeah? Cindy stuck her tongue out at me twice today.
Oh, honey, she's only a little girl.
Yeah, but she's got a big tongue.
There are some things you just have to leave to Mother Nature. It will pass.
I hope Mother Nature has to record a song someday and her voice starts to crack.
Maybe your voice won't crack on Friday.
I sure hope it doesn't, because I don't want to let the others down.
Keep Peter. Dump Peter. Dump Peter. Keep Peter. Now it's a tie. 3-3.
How can it be 3-3 when there are 5 of us voting?
Well, I couldn't make up my mind, so I voted twice.
I'm not dumb enough to do that.
Yes, you are.
Look, it's only 2 days until Friday, and we've got to come up with something. So let's take another vote.
No, no,
and this
we
time,
don't.
Don't vote.
No,
right.
I need you. I'm just going to take
another vote. Hi, gang. What's going on?
What are we
going
to do?
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to intrude. I was just coming in to get my needlepoint.
Why don't we ask Mom?
Ask Mom what?
Mom, we just took a vote on whether or not to let Pete record with us on Friday.
Well, how'd it turn out?
It was a tie.
2.5-2.5?
Cindy voted twice.
What's each way?
Well, I don't blame you, sweetheart. That's a tough decision.
Well, I think that we should record without Peter, but give him a full share of the profits we make.
But the whole group was Peter's idea in the first place, and it's not fair to leave him out.
Pete always helps me with my arithmetic, so I think we should let him sing with us, even if he ruins everything.
Well, what good is cutting a record if nobody will buy it?
Mom, what do you think?
Well, I think I appreciate the Supreme Court more and more. Greg, couldn't you put off the recording until Peter's voice settles down?
No way. If we don't use the studio Friday, we lose the money.
Well, I'm afraid it's up to you kids.
Oh,
well,
Mom,
you gotta help us.
Look, kids, listen. I could make the decision for you, but it wouldn't be right. I would like to give you something to think about, though. You know, money and fame are very important things, but, well, sometimes there are other things that are more important. like people.
Well, does everybody agree that we should call off the recording?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. Okay.
Come on, let's go tell Pete. Oh, Pete, we were just coming up to see you. We have something we want to tell you.
I have something I want to tell you, too. I don't want to spoil you a great song, Greg. I'm just sorry that it's time for my dumb voice to change. So I think you guys should record it without me. So good luck.
What do we do now?
Well?
I don't know.
I still say we should let Pete sing with us and goof it all up.
Bobby, we can't record with Peter's voice changing all the way through the song. Or can we? I got it!
I bet he's gonna lock himself in our room again.
And then winter turns to spring. It's not just the season, you know, it goes for everything.
It's even true for voices when boys begin to grow. You gotta take the lesson from Mother Nature, and if you do, you'll know.
When it's time to change, then it's
time to change.
Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange who you are into what you're gonna be. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na-na-na-na-na. Sha-na-na-na-na.
Day by day it's hard to see the changes you've been through. A little bit of living, a little bit of growing, all adds up to you. Every boy's a man inside,
a girl's a woman too. And if you want to reach your destiny, here's what you've got to do.
When it's time to change, then it's
time to change.
Don't fight the tide, come along for the ride, don't you see? When it's time to change, you've got to rearrange who you are and what you're gonna be.
Okay, kids, that's a take. The Brady Six is a great group.
That sure makes me proud, Mrs. Brady.
You're proud.
Oh. And to think I knew those kids when they were just starting out.
Pete and I thought we'd come down for some milk, right, Pete?
Okay, you want some cookies, too?
Wait a minute. You want some cookies? Yeah, we'll have cookies, too.
Oh, no, can't you talk? If you got laryngitis, you've got to record Greg's song in just a couple of days. Then you better sit down and let me fix a gargle. Maybe if I put some
it's
molasses...
It's okay, Alice. Pete can talk. I'm just trying to conserve his voice.
Oh, so it won't crack anymore, right?
No, so it will. Look, every group has its own sound, and Pete's voice cracking is our special gimmick. Right, Pete?
Hey, Greg.
Hear that? He's playing our song.